Bone, Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP show. JP with the day off. Monica, Brett, Brian on the phones, along for the ride here. I mentioned before the break that Brett went into Instagram jail, and I had the same reaction Monica had. Was, what? How does this even happen?
Cats are banging dogs, and up is down, and down is up. What is happening in this world?
So, now Monica, you were in, it was Twitter jail, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, years ago, right?
Not a proud moment.
You're not proud of it, but it was with Tom Brady hate a long time ago.
It was some filthy, foul language that was... never should have been uttered, and it certainly should have been on Twitter. So that's, I accept my responsibility. And
how long were you in jail for?
It was a solid 24 hours.
Oh, okay. And what did you have to do to get out, or did they automatically just let you out?
Like, yeah, pretty much S30. Like, just be like, okay, you know, I'm sorry, and I'm, you know, okay, I'm out, I'm sitting out, I won't try, and whatever. And then they sent me an email when they felt like it and said, okay, you're back or whatever.
You're back.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay, Mom.
So now let's go to Brett's criminal present.
Yes.
After Monica's criminal past. What did you do to deserve this?
I don't think it was worthy of... it wasn't jail. I call it more of like an Instagram like holding cell. Like, you know, like a drunk tank.
Purgatory?
Kind of deal. Yeah, you're just like, you're over here for a minute.
Uh-huh.
So for those of you that follow me on Instagram, at Radio Brett, by the way, thank you so much for doing that. You may have seen the food review page my friend Joe does, Super Sandwich Bros. And I've done reviews with him. I'm constantly interacting with that page. Well, some negative dude, you know, whatever, internet troll, whatever. I don't know what this guy's issue is, but he commented on a couple of posts from like that we've done from a couple of months ago. And one was a pic of Joe. My friend Joe has kind of like a hipsterish beard. He's kind of growing it out like a John Setting type beard. It's a it's a little longer than most. Mm-hmm. So he comments, ugly ass beard, shave that S.
Ew.
But he wrote out the full word.
Okay.
Why would someone say that? Like, if you don't like it, that's totally fine. You don't have to wear it and just keep scrolling. Like, why
exactly
do you feel the need to say that?
And 2 months later, like, it's an older post, so obviously this guy is going through it, and I don't know what the reason for him to comment was. So I'm joking around. So I like the comment, and then I tag the page, you know, my friend Joe, and I wrote, shave that, you bearded bitch.
Well, that's funny though.
That's what we thought, and
well,
you know, Joe's not gonna have an issue with it. And so, next thing I know, my Instagram page—I'm doing it on my phone—and my Instagram page goes blank. All I can see is like my profile picture. That's it.
Oh, that's how they do it. Oh, that's
about that?
No,
weird.
But there was no warning, no nothing. I'm like,
that.
Whoa, no, what happened? Now I have a little bit of an older phone. I'm about to get one in the next month or so. I'm like, oh, no, now things are dying here. It's over. I tried clearing the cache. I uninstalled Instagram, reinstalled it. Nothing worked.
They didn't tell you. That's the weird part. Like, you didn't, that's weird.
Right?
Right.
So then I check on laptop to see if the web version of Instagram works. And it does. And as soon as I open it up, bing, that's where the warning is. Your post goes against our community guidelines. We removed it because we want our community to feel respected, blah, blah, blah. You know, don't target individuals. You know.
What about the last guy, though?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they removed my post. So it's okay for this guy to say, to call his beard ugly. And to
beardist.
Shave that S.
The beardist. But he's a beardist, and they're siding with the beardist.
He's absolutely a beardist.
That's what he is.
He's a troll beardist. And here I am responding to it.
And you get in trouble.
And kind of, if you're allowing his quote, if you're just looking at it, it looks like I'm backing this guy up.
Yeah, you're defending your friend.
You know, in hockey, they say you never see the first penalty. You always see the retaliation, and that's
exactly
the one that gets called. I feel like you just were NHL'd.
How about you do a little research Twitter, Instagram, before you start judging?
Exactly. Fix your bots.
Yeah.
Fix your algorithm, Instagram.
Yeah, it's a bot that heard you be aggressive using the bitch word.
Well, then how come you can say the S word and he spell it out? And
say that his beard is ugly. That's not...
So,
see, we can say bitch on the air. S is way more offensive for some reason. So that, I don't... Why don't the same rules apply to Instagram?
Because the bot's assuming you're calling a person a bearded bitch. And the other one is, he said, shave that S, talking about a beard. So it's a thing. That's what I'm guessing.
So the beard's feelings can't be hurt. But
the bots look for people on people violence, and that's what you just did.
So all I had to do, thankfully, was click the okay and, you know, like agreeing to it. We're okay, all right, fine, I did that. And then we're back on, we're good to go.
Oh, thank goodness.
Insane.
But it was, I realized that I'm addicted to Instagram now, too. Because I'm like, oh, no.
What's going to happen? How am I?
I was just.
Are you serious?
I absolutely felt it.
That's great.
Have you never in the last couple of years maybe taken a weekend and just not looked at Instagram, for example, for a whole weekend?
No. I mean, it's definitely moved to the top of the list. And, you know,
even your favorite, you haven't taken have you taken a day off where you just on purpose didn't look at Instagram or Twitter or Facebook?
I feel like social media is the only thing, is the majority, outside of like when we do show prep and looking for stories or whatever. But I feel like the majority of my internet usage is social media.
That, yeah, I can see that. A lot of people.
I don't know.
Monica, you ever do that? Do you ever just freeze out of it?
Why? What's happening?
I'll take a weekend. I'll leave my phone up on my desk and like a whole Saturday. I won't even look at it.
Then what do you do?
The best. What do I do?
What do you do? What's happening in your
life? I live my life.
How are we supposed to
What do you mean?
I still live my life. It's not like I stop. My life stops because I'm on social media. I'm living my life, but I'm also, people are seeing what I'm living.
Especially if I know I'm staying home. If I'm not going out anywhere, I don't need to take it with me for any reason. I'll leave it upstairs. I try to do it on the weekend just to disconnect a little bit. I kind of like doing it and just going like, in a little way, analog. It doesn't mean that, you know, maybe 10 hours later.
Analog?
A little bit. A little bit of analog. An analog life where I'm actually living the life I'm living instead of living someone else's over there through a phone.
Way back when, before electricity, we would sit by candlelight and read books with mother. And Pa would cook.
Oh, no.
He would cook his famous stew.
Mmm.
That sounds good.
And we would eat that with our porridge in the morning, too. We'd mix the stew with the porridge.
But film strip
Spam porridge. We loved it at Roger's house.
How, pray tell, would Pa make his stew without looking for a recipe on the internet?
Well, he would chop down the old tree in the backyard. And he would chop it up and make fire.
Oh.
And he would take the big kettle. And he would put all the ingredients in there.
How would he know without his phone?
But Filmstrip guy, where does he post a picture of the stew he made?
He didn't post it anywhere because there was no electricity. There was no internet.
Who gave a crap? It was his dinner.
Nobody cared. He would go next door to the neighbor's house and says, look what I cooked. I cooked some stew. And they told him to shut the F up and stay on your side of the fence. We don't like your kind.
All right, bye, Filmstrip guy.
But then,
that was a good explanation, though.
If that all happened, then what? You left out the time where you guys sat and looked at your phone for the social media post, like when you went on Twitter and all of that.
To see all the likes for your beef stew.
How did you
think
get
how
likes?
Pathetic that is.
Look how many likes we've gotten for the beef stew. Mother's going to be very pleased with this.
All the townsfolk are coming by in their horse and wagons.
For
and
miles.
And giving a thumbs up, and they're putting an X on a sign to let you know they like the picture of your beef stew.
That's right. They'd walk by, and they high-five us.
Yeah.
And little by little, the smell of the beef stew overpowered the smell of horse manure throughout the town.
Oh, well. That's an amazing story, Filmstrip guy.
Thank you, Mother.
Colonial times.
For your spam. Stew.
Mother.
Well, you see.
At least helps a little bit. Try to understand.
Yeah. But see, if there's like a Saturday, Monica, where, I mean, I just don't want to even begin, like, I don't know, just some days where I'd rather eat breakfast, take the dog for a walk, I got things to do during the day, and doing stuff in the yard or whatever. Maybe I put on a game in the afternoon, like, I don't go. I put the phone upstairs in my office on purpose, and then if I really need to go get it, I'll go to it. But sometimes I can go like 10 hours and not even look at it.
That's
great.
First of all, weird.
Which sounds absurd.
It does. But
sounds like
you're
like I'm an addict, right? It just sounds stupid.
I do all the same things that you just said, except I have my phone in my pocket. Like I don't, and then and then also that's how I track my steps because my phone.
Oh well, that's a different thing.
So I have my phone.
You do 10,000 a day,
and if you.
Or do you do 20,000 a day?
Yeah, I do a minimum.
Are you serious?
I have to do a minimum of 10, yeah. Otherwise, I feel like I just sat there.
Susan does it, too. She does 10,000 a day, and that's why I was asking, do you do 20 because you're
no.
like the
roadrunner? Well, road runner. Yeah, it depends on if I ran or not. But here's the thing. Like last,
there she goes.
It's well
while she's talking to you, she's walking right now in place in the boat studio. She's actually jogging.
Gotta log them. It's been well established last weekend. I did nothing, and I was just a dirty, filthy whore. So
literally.
I mean, it was dirty and stanky.
Sans the whore part.
Yeah, I was solo, but I mean, it was.
You're on the phone the whole time, though.
But I wasn't. I watched basketball. Everything you did, I just didn't go put my phone in the bedroom and leave it over there. It was next to me. I didn't, I feel like you don't have to
try it. Physically... See if you shake.
I don't know. I think
see if
I
you
will.
Start like jonesing for the phone. I mean, it happens to me where I'm like, oh, I wonder. You know, my brain goes, oh, I wonder what, you know, whatever I want to check, right? That's what goes on
I
in your head.
I feel like I might, but I've also, sadly, forgotten my phone in my car. You know, and I'll go into Target and I'll be like, oh, man, my phone's in my car and I don't feel like going all the way back. So it's not like it's my number one. I'm obsessed. It's just it is always there. It is always
I back
there.
Out of the driveway sometimes on the weekend going to do stuff. I'm like, oh, I forgot my phone.
Oh, you know, I don't
know. She can't call me and add more to my list. This is great. Oh, I forgot my phone. Sorry. Tim is on line three. Tim, do you have a jail story like Brett's Instagram story?
Yeah, Instagram jail. Similar to that. This is actually TikTok, though. I follow a guy. His name is FloridaBoy4420, and he did a funny video. He's sitting on a toilet, and he has a song playing in the background. It's like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, and then lifts his legs and farts. And I was like, that's pretty funny. I'll do that. So I did it, and I did it exactly the way he did it, and then it banned my video for nudity because it was showing my thigh. So I got mad. I get mad, and I'm like, well, if I can't do it, neither can he. So I reported him.
Oh, no. That's not right.
They sent me a message and said that his video does not go against our community guidelines. Mm. It was the same video.
Are you sure it was the same?
10,000 followers, and he had like 50,000 followers.
Yep. Why would you just copy his video? Why don't you do your own stuff?
Oh, that's not what TikTok is.
I mean, I know. There's a lot of imitation.
He used the sound. Yeah, there's a lot. Like, if you just
are you sure Florida Boy 4478764462 what didn't show his sack?
Florida Boy 4420. He's a big fella. He's jolly. He's always happy and everything.
And his thigh was exposed, like your thigh was exposed.
His thigh was exposed. If you went on his page and you just scrolled down maybe 7 videos or so, you'd find it. He's sitting on a toilet, clear as day.
Yeah.
I did the same thing, and they kicked me off.
I got to get TikTok. This is amazing. I just got it. I got to watch this guy.
My TikTok is Harry Fletcher 84. Check me out.
I got to watch Harry Fletcher, big fat guy on a toilet, a fart. That's what I got to see. Like, weekend will not be complete without him and Florida Boy doing it.
Wow.
I will say this.
Jesus.
The algorithms. I've said this before. So there's different types of talks. So, like, I've never seen anything like that. That's not the people I follow. But if you wanted to, you could totally go down that rabbit hole. I don't know. It's silly. It's
so you could watch fart talk? I mean, literally?
Yeah. Really? 1,000% you could watch.
Farts are funny, but jeez.
but when you see them, the creative farting, like who thinks of what that
person? I see.
It's the different ways.
Right.
And then
look, it's the USC fight song. That's amazing. You can fart the fight song.
Yeah.
Is that what you're to be by creative?
Yeah. And then if enough people imitate you, then it becomes a challenge. Hashtag fart challenge. And then everybody wants to do it.
Got it.
And then Hot 101.5 is the morning show is trying it. And we all judge on who did it the best. That's how it works.
Okay. Good to know. Morgan's online too. Go ahead, Morgan. Quick. We got to take a break. You got a jail story? Go ahead.
Not necessarily a jail story. I was just kind of wanted to give some insight because I actually used to moderate content for said people.
Oh, it's your fault.
Judge Yvonne Judgerson.
No. Well, see, the thing is, it's like, as you know, Facebook owns Instagram and stuff like that. So we moderated both their content. Now, the thing is, you said it's like they were making fun of his beard or the way it looked.
Mm-hmm. Right.
David or whatever. That something like that, that requires the person to actually report it themselves or whatever. It needs a name face match, basically. But with what you said, unfortunately, is classified as female gendered cursing, which is no go. It doesn't matter who reports it or whatever. You can't use the C word. You can't call him a bitch. You can't, you know, that kind of thing.
Even if it's a guy, and even if he says bearded before it, and it's not meant about a woman or anything, doesn't matter.
The only exception would be is if you said it in an endearing context. So you probably have to put some heart face emoji or something like that for it to lies.
If he said, "You beautiful bitch," would that have been okay?
That probably would have actually.
Now you know.
That would have gotten by.
So Morgan, there's a real person who did that. It's not a bot that took it away.
Here's the thing.
Maybe
the project I worked on it got stripped or whatever. From what I understand, there are a couple other places that still do it. Like there are third party companies that do it for them.
Okay.
But there is a bot that will kind of collect some data and it gets sent over to those companies and it gets viewed on their screen. So there is a human to interact with it.
Right. But the bot does the grinder work first and sends you guys the important stuff.
Right. Well, because it used to be we'd have to wait for people to report stuff to us, and then we would review it at that point.
Right.
But then they trained the AI to kind of like look for certain things.
Of course.
See, Morgan, I like that you said that because I noticed there's a workaround of sorts on TikTok because I don't know why, because I've never done it in my life, but a lot of people on my talk about weed. And when you can write stuff in there, but they spell it OUI apostrophe D, like
we
to get around bots or people or whatever, right?
Yep,
so you guys won't flag it. Is that the type of thing that you're talking about? Like get a workaround type of thing?
I mean, there can be that, but it's one of those things, like, because the internet's ever-evolving, it's like our training ends up being ever-evolving, too. It's like, I mean, we use Urban Dictionary for certain things to pick up. But for Facebook, they don't care that you smoke weed or talk about it. What they don't want is you being on the platform trying to sell it. That's what they don't want.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Morgan, thank you. See, now you got a better idea what's going on there.
I like that. There's,
pretty good.
You know, so I have to write, yes, bitch, shave that.
You
have to write that, and then we're good.
And then B-I-O-T-C-H, like biotch.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And a heart, right.
Way around it. Roger, you always say that the listening audience, there's always someone.
Morgan. There it is.
Look at that.
It happens all the time. I said it to Hoppy on the podcast yesterday. I said, that's what we love about this show. We don't just get people talking about Instagram jail. We get the guy who's one of the people who puts you in there.
Right?
Are you kidding? That happens all the time. It's great. I got my brain surgery. We have a guy call. Like, yeah, I was doing it just like a couple hours ago. I was in this guy's brain. What do you want to know? This stuff happens all the time. It's crazy.
True.
This audience is rich with people with life experience. It's wonderful. 1:35, we'll do a top 10 list where you guys guess what's on the top 10 and try to win the bounty prize at 2 o'clock. Drew Garabo.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.